Thank you, Terry. Good morning. Polls open for today's city and school elections. They open at 7 o'clock this morning. Voting can be done until 8. Jasper County Auditor Dennis Parrott says, bring your ID with your current address.
Voters will be required now to present a photo ID. Most of them will have a driver's license that they can use. They want to make sure that the current address is on the driver's license. If it is not, they'll need to use something like a residential lease, a utility bill, a cell phone bill, bank statement, some type of paycheck, or other government document like a property tax statement or something like that that proves that they do live in the precinct. Other forms of ID may include things like a non-operator's ID that you get from the DOT. It could be a military card or a veteran card, a passport, and in some cases, primarily in other counties, a tribal ID is going to be able to work.
State says 94% of Iowans have a driver's license. If not, registered voters should have received a card with a four-digit PIN number on it through the mail from the Iowa Secretary of State's office. Bring that with you to vote. Now, this is the first time in Iowa the city and school elections are being held together. Paul Pate, Iowa Secretary of State, says it's important for people to vote in the elections today. He says every year there are local elections that are decided by less than 10 votes, and in cases of a tie, then a name is just drawn out of a hat.
We have many elections that are that close where you're doing that are won and lost by 10, 20 votes, more than most candidates ever wanted to have happen. And that's here in Iowa, and then you multiply that across the country. So every vote counts, and we want to make it as simple and easy to vote as we can, and we're going to make it as hard as we can for people to cheat.
And the local election results will be broadcast tonight once they're in on KCOV 95.9. A CMA employed on the nursing home side of Newton Village has been arrested. Newton police say 29-year-old Ashley Lynn Carter of Newton faces a prohibited act charge. Police report says an investigation began July 24th when the administrator of Newton Village reported the possible theft of an independent living resident's hydrocodone medication. A nurse had reportedly discovered the hydrocodone was missing and had been replaced with Tylenol. After several interviews with the victim and various Newton Village employees, including Carter was arrested. Police claim there's evidence she made numerous trips to the victim's apartment and handled her hydrocodone medication. A Pella man has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty in what the Department of Justice called a Ponzi-like scheme. United States District Court Judge Rebecca Goodgame Ebinger sentenced Mark Allen Blakesmore to 80 months in prison, followed by 3 years supervised release. Blakesmore must also pay $8,464,103 in restitution to over 100 victims. According to the Department of Justice, he pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in June. Court documents say Blakesmore was a health coach and consultant in Pella and represented to others he was involved in developing medically-oriented gyms and licensed program to fitness clinics across the United States. For more than 4 years, he represented to investors they had an opportunity to make money by investing in the medically-oriented gym concept. At least 100 investors provided Blakesmore with approximately $15 million in investment funds. He admitted that he used the investors' money for his personal expenses and paying other investors to further his scheme. 22-year-old Kellogg man has been sentenced for hitting a power pole with his car while intoxicated. Trenton Scott Warnick pleaded guilty to first offense OWI. Accident happened around 2 a.m. June 15th at West and Railroad Streets in Kellogg. Warnick was not injured. Police say he had an odor of alcohol, bloodshot, watery eyes, slurred speech, and open beer cans in the car. He reportedly failed field sobriety tests and refused to take a breathalyzer test. 22-year-old sentence includes 2 days in jail or completing a 48-hour OWI program, $1,250 fine, completing the BMAC driving under the influence class, and undergoing a substance abuse evaluation and any recommended treatment at Capstone. That is your KCOV News this hour. I'm Randy Fan.